Hawaii's Filipino community is especially vulnerable to one of the Trump administration's anti-immigration efforts, its attacks on what it calls chain migration, when a family member immigrates to America, becomes a citizen, and family members follow. Family-based immigration has sustained Hawaii's Filipino community for generations, and now members of the state's largest ethnic minority face a growing concern, as Louis Kanea tells us in today's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
We're sort of going from what to many people is a realization of the American dream to something that is now widely criticized from the very top of the government. That's got to be very troubling to Hawaii's Filipinos.
I think so. This is a huge shift if we actually pass this what's called the Race Act that's pending in the Senate, which that the Trump administration has been pushing for quite a bit, especially in recent months. And, you know, it is a shift from this idea of focusing on the family unifications and making that a priority for the how to or who to pick as the immigrants coming over to the United States, as opposed to, you know, shifting toward a merit-based system in which people are chosen based on their skills and, you know, the English language ability, that sort of thing.
This is the Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment Act. You refer to it by the acronym RAISE, is that right?
That's right.
RAISE Act, yeah. And what would that do? What would be the impact of that?
It basically... The main goal of the bill is to reduce legal immigration. You know, often in this particular topic, we talk about illegal immigration, but they're talking about reducing illegal immigration from about 1 million people who are let in every year to maybe a little over 500,000. So that's basically, you know, half of the people who will be allowed to be here. And one of the thing that would happen, obviously, would be the family-based immigration would be cut quite a bit.
So Hawaii Filipino families who are kind of counting on having other members join them in the next few years might have to rethink that, huh?
Quite a bit, too. Yeah, a lot of people, especially people from Philippines, they wait for many, many years. The one case in which I talked to this particular immigrant who came here in 2011, he waited for 20 years. So there's quite a few people on the pipeline waiting for this the opportunity to come to the United States. But if this bill were to pass, then, you know, they're probably not going to get any chance at that.
What chances does the bill have? What chance of passage does it have?
Well, it's going to be a tough sell because, you know, this is the Senate and you need 60 votes for its passage. And obviously, Republicans themselves, they wouldn't have nowhere near that number. But, you know, Trump has been insisting on this particular idea of reducing the chain migration. You know, even yesterday when he held that televised negotiating session over immigration issues, he insisted on this being part of the bargain to letting the Dreamers stay.
Well, it does seem as if the president has gone back and forth before on some of these immigration statements. Is there some reason to think he might do the same here?
Well, that's kind of hard for me to even wrap my head around. But, you know, he has been pretty consistent about his ideas on chain immigration. He has been pretty vocal about his opposition to the idea. Whether or not he's going to be very he's going to try to insist on this particular point in a debate over what to do with Dreamers. That's a different question. I think he also talked about down the line doing a sort of a comprehensive immigration reform and whether or not chain migration features prominently. It's kind of hard to say, but I'm pretty sure he's going to insist on that one.
Well, we'll have to keep track of this. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Rui Kanea.